A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Attitude Heroes is sponsored by the Great Britain Campaign, which welcomes the world to visit, do business, invest, and study in the UK. You can check out their website at www.great.gov.uk. Hello, I'm Matt Cain, Editor-in-Chief of Attitude, here to give you a little tease with news of who's going to be my next very special guest on the Attitude Heroes podcast. And I don't mind admitting, it's one I'm really excited about. The reason we're doing this series now is that 2017 marks 50 years since the start of decriminalisation of homosexuality in England and Wales. And because why wouldn't we want to get a bit closer to some of Britain's most inspirational gay men? We started the series with none other than Sir Ian McKellen. And thank you so much to everyone so far who's shared, subscribed, or listened to that episode. Ian is, as ever, fascinating. In the next episode, which you'll be able to download very soon, I'm delighted to be chatting to the comedian, actor, broadcaster, and animal lover, Paul O'Grady, formerly known as the Bold as Brass drag queen, Lily Savage. Now, Paul and Ian are good friends, so we asked Ian if he had any questions he'd like us to ask Paul. And he had two.
What's one of the reasons that he performed in drag and spoke his mind dressed as a woman? Because at the time, he couldn't have said what he said as limply as himself, as Paul. And his career signed the world's change in that now Paul doesn't go into drag very often because he doesn't need to anymore.
And here's what Paul had to say.
One of the reasons I gave Lily was I don't like wearing makeup. and that was one of the reasons. And I just thought, there's other things I want to do, you know. I'm obviously ambitious, but I just didn't want to do Lily all my life. There were other things I wanted to do. And it was a scary move because I turned work down, you know. And I remember doing when we were filming the travel show in China, saying to Murphy, they'd set the camera up and they said, right, we want you to walk down the street and talk to the stall elder. I said to Murphy, I don't know what to do. And he said, what do you mean? I said, I haven't got a telly persona. I don't know who I am. I've always done Lily. She's always done it all for me. And he said, well, you'll have to be yourself. And I had to sort of think, well, where did the edges blur here now? And then, so the first take, I was frightfully like BBC, you know, very nice. Oh, yes. Oh, fried crickets. Oh, I couldn't eat one of those. And cut. Until eventually I learned the secret was to be yourself. So Lily was a huge extension of me, a gross exaggeration. I couldn't shoplift to save me life.
Yeah.
Seriously, I could not shoplift. And she was an amalgamation of various women, family members. Physically, she was copied from the Tarts in Sweet Charity, the movie, the ballroom girls, big hair and all the beads and all that, and hoary. So there's a slight American influence, and also the Avengers with the thigh-length boots and the black and white outfits. And she was a stripper as well, you know, and all that. So it was all nonsense.
But do you think you had to adopt this nonsense, cartoonish persona to get the message across at the time? And now you
don't
need
to. Well, at the time, you see, drag was a huge rage in the pubs. So if you got up in a T-shirt and a pair of jeans, you'd like to boo you off. But if you come out as this huge, outlandish blonde, you know, sucking on a fag, sniping and snarling, you get away with murder. So yeah, in a way, it wasn't a mask to hide about. It was more of a suit of armour.
The one and only Paul O'Grady, who's my guest on the next episode of Attitude Heroes. I had a brilliant, absolutely hilarious afternoon chatting to him, and I promise you won't want to miss it. Please do subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Tell your friends and help us spread the word. Attitude is now available in your ears, and it's as bold, honest, funny, and frank as it is in print. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.